Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are playing out in Iraq at a time when thousands of Iraqis have been protesting against government corruption and Iran's influence there. We spoke to one of those protesters, Hala Al-Chalidi from Baghdad. Just to note, the phone line was bad. We asked her how she felt about Qasem Soleimani's killing.
At the beginning, I was very happy because
many people died because of Iran and Qasem Soleimani. But at the same time, I love my country. I don't want my country to be a battlefield between Iran and the USA.
17 years after Iraq was invaded by the United States, a fresh conflict is what Hala says Iraqis fear most.
They don't want another war.
They don't want another war. They don't want more killing. They don't want more violence. They want to live peacefully.
Some Iraqi lawmakers are calling for a vote to kick out U.S. troops, which she fears could start a civil war. And at this moment, she also expects little from her own government.
Our Iraqi parliament
are thieves. They are bad. All they think about is their loyalty to other countries, whether Iran or another country.
Hala has been protesting with her daughters for weeks, despite the government's deadly crackdown. But she says those protests are even riskier now.
It's very dangerous, more dangerous than before.
We don't know from where the hit will come, the Iranians or the militias. We don't know.
And so Iraqis like Hala worry that they will pay the price for a war between a global superpower and a regional one.